My guest is Father Guido Sarducci, the alter ego of comedian Don Novello. Father Guido became known to TV audiences from appearances on Saturday Night Live as a chain-smoking gossip columnist for a Vatican newspaper. Now Sarducci has his first cable special this month on Cinemax, this time as a TV reporter for the Vatican Inquirer, covering the Pope's recent tour of the United States. Sarducci also followed the Pope when he came here in 1979. These experiences have taught Father Guido Sarducci how to stand out from the crowd and attract the Pope's attention.
One thing you could use to help, which I used, was a Polish flag. You know, if you're carrying a Polish flag, the Pope usually will look at you, maybe even stop and say something. I found people go to see the Pope, and if they happen to be standing across the street like from some Polish folk dancers, you know, dressed in their native costumes, the chances of him looking at your side of the road are mighty slim, you know. So I have tips to people, you know, who are going to see him in the future somewhere. Carry a Polish flag, wear a Polish flag, dress in Polish flag colors. You know, that's one tip. Another one is the Pope all the time always has the local archbishop, a cardinal, whatever, ride with him in Pope Mobile. And usually those fellows stand on his left. So usually it's better on the right. You get a better sight of the Pope.
How did you end up as a papal gossip columnist?
Well, I was, after the seminary, I went to the Marconi School of Broadcasting, which is in Reggio Calabria, Italy. They sent me and this other priest from our class to go into the media. And after I went to Marconi, I worked for Vatican Radio, which is at Vatican. You know, it was started by Guglielmo Marconi, the man who invented the radio.
Mm-hmm.
He built the first radio station at the Vatican, Radio Vatican. And then I worked for a while at a place called Radio Free Vatican, which is a boat. It's docked 2 miles off the coast of Albania. And what we did is we would broadcast to communist countries. And I was out there for about 3 months straight. Was it terrible? You could imagine. You ever work on a boat?
No.
It's not any fun. And that wasn't before tapes, you know, when you get it kind of rough, when the needle would not stay on the record, you had to talk all the time. You know, you couldn't even play records. What do you talk about? You haven't, you know, you're on a boat for 3 months. What do you got to say for yourself? You know what I mean?
Well, you could use it as an opportunity to give sermons.
Yeah, but after a couple of, you know, weeks of that, what are you going to, you know, I mean, it kind of wears it thin, if you know what I mean.
So is that how you got into gossip, by having to talk extemporaneously?
Well, fortunately, the boat was docked over very famous sponge grounds. And a lot of celebrities would come there to use the boat to dive for sponges. So that's how I got into it. You know, I would interview them. You know, I said, you could get sponges if you take an interview. And then I started working for L'Osservatore Romano, the Vatican newspaper, as a gossip columnist, also as a astrology columnist. I did that for a while. And then, I'm working, too, with the Vatican Inquirer.
Do you remember when you knew you were called to the priesthood?
I really was not called. I was more like a pushed.
By who?
By these people in the monastery. I was, you know, if you're orphan in Italy, they don't a lot of times send you to orphanage. They send you to a monastery. If you're a boy child or girl child, you go like to convent school. And when you're growing up there, they don't ask you, you know, you want to be a veterinarian, you want to be an electrician, a dentist, what? They just raise you to be a priest. And the first thing you know, it's too late.
Did you ever try to run away?
No, because it was really up high in the mountains. There's no place to run to.
One of the most difficult things, I would imagine, for someone coming of age in a monastery is learning how to cope with sexual desires and those kinds of physical longings. Was that hard for you to do?
Right. It was pretty difficult, I would think. Because, you know, it's worse, though, as an adult.
So you're still having a hard time
right,
with that.
Right.
Well, what are some of the mental and physical ways of transcending those longings that you've figured out?
Well, you know what I find, with sex, you know when sex is the least on somebody's mind?
When?
What do you think? I think usually the people think about sex the least right after they've had it, right? And the further you are away from having it, the more you think about it. So for someone who is not allowed to have it, you just think about it all the time, you know?
So the trick then is to have it so that you can not think about having it.
I think that's the trick, but it's not allowed.
Oh, I see. So that's not the trick you've been using?
No, no.
Well, do you take lots of cold showers?
No, no. I don't like cold nothing. You know.
You have to suffer enough because you don't
have
any sex.
That's right. Then you want to get into a cold shower? Please.
So do you have to cope with a lot of guilt? Because you have these sexual cravings?
No, I don't cope with it too much. Too much of the guilt. You just try to ignore it, you know what I mean? I mean, I think that's pretty much what you try to do. It's very difficult. You know, it's supposed to be a calling to be celibate. I don't know. You know, that's why so many American people, American priests always talking about, you know, married priests, they think it's going to happen. It is no way going to happen. In our lifetime, it's going to be years and years away because it just does not make economic sense.
Why not?
Well, you know, for like a priest, now, you know, a priest lives in a priest house. Three of them maybe live together. Once you have allowed married priest, you're not going to have one guy's wife living with two other guys, right?
Right.
She's using up all the hot water, washing her hair, you know what I mean? What you're going to need is three different priest houses because they're going to have families. They better have big families and... You could imagine three priest houses, three cars. You know, I mean, it's very expensive. Kids want to go to college. They got to get braces on their teeth. Who's going to pay for that? The priests now make about $7,000 a year. You know, you can't take four kids to McDonald's and that kind of money.
Do you follow the Ten Commandments?
I follow the 20 of them.
20? Is
right.
There 20 now?
There are 20. A lot of them were lost.
Which ones were lost?
Wear white after dark
mm-hmm.
was one. Wait a half hour after eating before you go swimming. Whistle while you work. lot of them, you know, people thought these are just things that their mother told you, but the truth is these was the commandments, and they was lost. They're at the Vatican, we know about these things because we have a library and records, everything.
Let's talk about some of the other current controversies in the church. Would you like to see the Pope sanction birth control?
Sure, I think so. I think that would be smart because people do it anyway, you know. But they're not going to do that either. Not this one. The other one was going to do it, but they got rid of him. John Paul I was his name. He was wonderful. He was going to change everything, but they decided not to wait.
You've been in the United States visiting now. What do you think of the state of the Catholic Church in America?
I think it's in fine shape from what I could see. The bingo is going well. We're thinking of branching out to Keno. There's plans, I don't know if I should say it, about making St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York the top part of it, a casino. I don't know if I want to get into this now, but, you know, it's a very, very valuable property. And we're thinking of adding on a few stores and making a big bingo parlor and then maybe even some slots and a kino. But it's not nothing nailed down yet.
Well, Father, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Bye-bye, buy bonds. Don't take anything wooden. This is what I used to say on the radio when I signed off, you know. No way, Jose. After a while, crocodile. Bill Haley.
Father Guido Sarducci was played by Don Novello. I played myself. You can see Father Guido this month on his first Cinemax comedy special.